From Malvern Free Presbyterian Church, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the international radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This edition of the program comes to you from the Free Presbyterian Church in Malvern, Pennsylvania. During the next several programs, Dr. Mark Allison, minister of the Malvern Church, will be bringing a special series of messages. Here to introduce the series is Dr. Allison.
This is Mark Allison, and I'd like to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today we're turning in God's Word to the book of the Revelation, the last book of the Bible, and we're turning to the very last chapter of that book, and we're just going to read one verse of Scripture as we begin to study again today the invitations that are given for men and women to come to Christ. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17, we find these words, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." We have been looking at the invitations to come to Christ. We have noted that these invitations come from Christ himself. And yet when we come to these last chapters, we find that not only is Christ the giver of the water of life, but we find that the invitation is not merely coming from Christ to us, but the invitation is coming through us to the world. Would you note that it says here in this passage of Scripture that the Comforter is the one who is inviting men and women to come? Verse 17 says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come." Well, the Spirit is the Holy Spirit. He is called the Comforter, and he has come to exalt Christ. In John chapter 16, in verse 13, we read, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." Now here he is coming to show us the truth, coming to give to us the message that we need to hear, and that message is given to him. He is, as it were, taking what is given in heaven and bringing it now to the souls of men. Earlier in John chapter 15 and verse 26, it says, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." He's testifying of Christ. And so when we come to this passage of Scripture, certainly he's not only testifying of Christ's ability to meet our needs, he's inviting men and women to come unto Christ. He's inviting boys and girls to come unto Christ. What a glorious invitation that is. Now, in the book written by the Holy Spirit, you have the invitation in different places. You have this invitation, for instance, given in Isaiah chapter 55. "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat." Are you thirsty? Come to the waters that God provides. Well, the Holy Spirit who wrote that in Isaiah is now writing for us this message as well. The Spirit is saying, come. But it's not merely the Comforter who is inviting men and women to come to God. It is also the church. You find that in the second statement. The Spirit and the Bride. Who is the Bride of Christ? That is the Church of Christ. Those who have entered into a covenant with Christ. They have covenanted to do His will, to submit to His authority, the same way a bride vows to obey her husband and show him honor. Well, here you have this work of gratitude being done by the bride. She has been married. She has entered into all the glory of the bridegroom. And so she is now in gratitude for the joining to Christ. She is sharing this glorious message with others. Not merely gratitude, but it's a work of glory. This is the work of salvation. This is the work that changes the eternal destiny of the souls of men. So we find then that the Spirit is inviting men to come. And we find the saints in the church inviting men to come. And then we find that the invitation is given by the creature, that is the individual who has partaken of this. It says in verse 17, let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come. If you have heard this message, give it out. Invite people to come. Now, I know there is some strange ideas among those who are Calvinists, and I am a Calvinist, but there are those who are what we would call hyper-Calvinists who do not believe in inviting men and women, boys and girls, to come to Christ. They think that somehow that is admitting that they have a free will. Now, the will of man is bound by his sin. The Bible very clearly says that there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. That tells us that the actions of a man are corrupt. They're not righteous. It tells us the mind of man is corrupt. He doesn't understand. It tells us that the will of man is corrupt. He will not seek after God. That is man in his natural state. But when the Holy Spirit begins to deal with man, he shows him his utter misery. He shows him the beauty and the glory of Christ and the desirability of Christ as Lord and Savior. And then he gives him the power to come to Christ. So that Paul can say, it is God working in you both to will and to do according to his good pleasure. God works in you to make the decision to will. God works in you to give you the power to do. Or we believe, Paul says, according to the working of his mighty power. His mighty power working in us gives us the power to believe the gospel. It's because we believe that great truth that we can stand before dead men and women, dead boys and girls, and invite them to come, knowing that with the invitation there will come power to turn the hearts of men and women unto Christ. Paul said to the Thessalonians that he knew that they were the elect of God. How? Because when our gospel came unto you, it did not come in word only. But what accompanied the word? There was power. There was the Holy Ghost. There was much assurance. Now, the word went out to others and they didn't respond. It went out to others and they went their way. But when it went to these in Thessalonica, when they heard the gospel message and they turned from their sins, it was because the power of God was accompanying the message. So Paul could go into a city made up of heathen and he could preach the gospel and invite them to come because he knew that with that invitation would come power from on high. Was Lazarus dead? He was. How long was Lazarus dead? 4 days. And yet our Lord stood at the tomb and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And with that invitation to come forth was power accompanying the word, and Lazarus came forth. You have the prophet standing at the cemetery, as it were, of dry bones and being asked by God, can these bones live? And the prophet says, Lord, thou knowest. And then he is commanded by God to prophesy to the bones. And as he preaches to the bones, what happens? There's life given to the bones from God, from on high. The Holy Spirit accompanies this book and he gives life in the invitation to come. And it's for that reason that the church and the saint, who the Christian who has been redeemed, give out this invitation, because they believe that the Holy Spirit is going to use that invitation to bring others to Christ in salvation. There are some who like to spread the banquet but not invite anyone to it. They want to tell all that Christ has done. But they're fearful that if they invite someone who's not the elect of God, that maybe they'll come and eat at the banquet. Well, my friend, we don't know who the elect of God are. This is something that took place in the eternal counsels of God before we were born. We know who the elect of God are after the gospel has been preached, when men come to Christ. But before that, we don't know any more than Paul did. And we come, like Paul, to a city and we preach the gospel and we invite all to come. Rich and poor, whatever nationality, whatever language they are speaking, whatever gender, male or female, whatever sin that binds their hearts, we invite them all to come. Why? because God is able to save all, and He is going to save a people from every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. And so the invitation comes out from the Comforter, it comes from the church, and it comes from the Christian himself. You would note that this invitation is based upon the fact that this is a gift. It says here in verse 17, "Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." It's not something you earn. It is freely given. In fact, you cannot earn this water. Now, where does it come? When you go to chapter 22 and verse 1, John said, "He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb." Did you want that water of life that proceeds from the Lamb? Then come. Come to Christ. Where is Christ? He's at the right hand of God. And the water, the life, the eternal life, proceeds from Him. In John chapter 7, we read these words on an earlier broadcast where our Lord said this. It was in the last day, that is the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. They had been thinking on the wilderness wandering and the thirst that needed to be quenched in that wilderness wandering. For a whole week they've been thinking on that great truth. And it says in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Christ cried out. He wanted everyone there to hear his voice. Everyone in the vicinity of the temple to know that the rock of God was in their midst. That the one who had followed them in the wilderness and quenched their thirst was now standing in their midst. And as he was standing in their midst, he cried out, "If you're thirsty, if any man thirst, if you're a man or a woman, if you're rich or poor, if you're a great sinner or a moral sinner, however you have broken God's law, if you're thirsty," he said, "come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Now, this river of living water that is proceeding from the throne, according to Revelation 22 and verse 1, that is proceeding from the Lamb, it comes to those who have no merit. It comes to those who indeed have nothing to buy with. It comes freely by grace. Have you ever taken of this water of life freely? It is something you can't earn, but it is something that God will give to you if you'll come. The great Jeremiah Burroughs, the commentator and preacher, said that his last words on this earth were, "I come, I come, I come." Will you come today and lay hold of Christ as your Lord and Savior? Like the hymn writer has said, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come." If we can help you in coming to Christ, please call us at 610-993-3170. 610-993-3170, or write to us at Malvern FPC @yahoo.com.